am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hello, everyone. It's Tuesday, the 31st. Remember, tomorrow's April Fool's Day, people. You gotta play jokes. I'm thinking one. Okay, tonight is a very special night. I'm so excited because we are having one of my favorite actresses on the planet on, and I'm so excited. And if you want to call in and talk to, the number is 347-850-8721. And I am so excited to announce that we have Cynthia Preston tonight. I am so excited. Ex-fape on Zeno Hospital. You know, you love her as the bad girl, kind of the good girl, kind of the B-word. But really, she wasn't the biggest bitch on daytime, but a lot of people thought she was. Okay, here's Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I hope you like that intro because, okay, you won the abyss, but you were kind of busy. So I hope you didn't mind that intro because I worked on it all night.
That was a lovely intro. Thank you very much.
Cool. I'm so excited to talk to you. I met you at Fan Club Weekend. I totally fell in love with you more there. We need you back on Zeno Hospital. I mean, everyone knows you died, and a lot of people were not happy with...
They do it all the time. They bring people back from the dead all the time. You can do anything on a soap.
Exactly. So, and they need to bring Faith Roscoe back, because, you know, you were great. You were, you know, you always gave, you know, Sunny and Jason.
Yeah.
The wonderful, even though Sunny and Jason, oh my God. So, you know, really, you know,
I
sometimes when you...
I had the time of my life on that show. It was so much fun. I was so lucky. The writers wrote such a great character for me. She was so unapologetic, and
mm-hmm.
she just did what she had to do. It wasn't her fault she had to do those things. She just did what she had to do.
Exactly. I mean, it was, I mean... One of the things I loved about Faith was you carried a gun. Okay. For women out there, it was awesome. And, you know, you were really good at the mob, you know, women, or the B word, or something. You
wrote the great scenes. That they always put humor in it. I loved that because there was, I always remember that wonderful scene with Ned where I shoot at the door and I hold the gun as though it's just, you know, a comb or something I'm so used to having in my hand, and it was just so delightful. They wrote it just so well. It was so much fun, and they let me have fun. Like, I didn't have to try to be this big, scary, serious person. I got to enjoy the lines and toy with people and love watching them squirm. It was just, it was a ball.
Yeah, it was, and it was for the audience, and I have Wally Kurth on here 2 weeks ago. And I love him. I really love him. But I was always on the Faith and Ned coupling. I thought Zeno Hospital missed it. I thought it would be hot.
We had so much fun together, and I love Wally. It was just so much fun. But I loved all the guys they put me with. I mean, my scenes, I think it was probably about a 6 month or 8 month run with Rick. And,
I loved it.
Faith and Rick being in love with Becky's character, and oh my gosh, he was so mad for her, and I kept saying, you need a woman who loves you for what you are, that you don't have to pretend with. I love you just the way you are. It was just so much fun. He was just so great to work with.
And you seen with Becky Hoops, too, when you tried to kill Liz. Which a lot of people were not happy for you, with you, but I thought it was funny. I mean, not that you were trying to...
All the girls got to kick me around. I remember Tamara punching me, and I think Alicia punched me. I was always taking the fall. Somebody was always punching me or shooting me, and They always had the stunt girl standing by, but I was always loving doing the falls. I begged them to let me do it myself, and if they could use it, great. And I was the falls even when they told me not to. I remember one time I was on the wharf, and I got shot in the shoulder, and I had gone over it with the stunt director, saying exactly how your body would turn with the trajectory of the bullet, and I flew around, and I didn't break my fall with my hands, and I cut my knees. I ripped my stockings open, and the crew, they were so great. They were calling medic, and my knees were bleeding, and I stood up, and I was just so proud. I was like, look, I didn't break my fall. I didn't break my fall. It was just so much fun. I loved it.
Well, yeah, and I thought you were amazing in every scene. You know, I'm Carly fan, but, you know, you and Carly and Courtney, you guys, all those scenes were amazing. And, you know, it's like I had Lisa on here a couple of months ago, too. And
she
has nothing but praise for you. And
she's a dear friend. And I'm still very, very close to Tamara Braun and Talia Livingston. I made such good friends on that show. And Rick took me into his family. Rick Hurst took me in, and his wife and his kids. They would have me at their family events. I really felt like I was an adopted member of the family. And I'm going to be seeing Natalia soon, and we're hoping that we can get Tamara to join us and any of the girls that want to come along. It was just so much fun. I made really, really good friends on that show. Those are good people.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I love Natalia. I totally love her. You know, I wish you and Emily had more scenes because you guys, you know, she would probably end up killing you for going after her brother.
I think she slapped me. I seem to recall her slapping me right across the face. Courtney Tamara punched me. Yeah, took a lot of good falls with my girlfriend.
Well, I mean, that's the way. But how was working with Mo and Steve Burton, my two crushes in my life?
Was just intense. It was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. I loved working with those guys. I always remember the time there was a scene where Jason is unconscious on a hospital bed. Mm-hmm. And Faith, for some reason I don't recall, climbs up on top of him and is about to kiss him to try to wake him up or something. And I had the set deck guys, or was it props, go and find this rubber snake. And I hid this rubber snake underneath my jacket. And in the scene, I'm supposed to go for Steve's belt. And as I went for his belt, I pull out this rubber snake as though I'm pulling it out of his pants. And the crew cracked up, and it was really funny. Great fun. Great fun.
I mean, a lot of people wanted you and Sunny to get together a little. I would never fall because, you know, Faith could turn on Sunny in the hall a minute and it would not be good for my guy. But for
you can't trust anyone. But also, he was really devoted to Carly at that point. I remember wearing a red dress that he practically tore off me because I wasn't supposed to wear it, and it was Carly's, and he was so angry at me for putting it on. All these fun things they wrote for us. We just had a ball.
Would you ever want to go back in daytime, like, let's see, Days of Our Life, Call You, or Y&R?
Days. It's been a while now, but yeah, I tested for Days, and I've read for them different times, and it just hasn't worked out scheduling-wise and stuff like that, or they chose someone else. I can't remember. There were different things going on at the time, but I really, really had a good time at General Hospital. I would only hope that it would be as much of a family atmosphere on the other shows.
Well, I heard on Days it is, and so is Y&R. So I think you will fit in, and I miss seeing you on my screen.
Well, I'm always keeping busy. There always seems to be something popping up. So it's what I do. My job. I'm an actor.
You were on my favorite movie ever on Lifetime, The Nanny Revenge. I love you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, those are great fun to shoot. I've done a lot of those Lifetime movies. The executive producer is a lovely man named Pierre David, and the first time I worked for him was in 1987. when I did a movie called Pin, which was an absolute joy to work on. And then years later, Pierre started doing these Lifetime movies, and he has me in a stable. It's like the old MGM stables. I would sometimes play sometimes the best friend, sometimes a cameo. Sometimes he would fly me up for one scene, and you're just part of his family. And so I've gotten to play a lot of crazies for Pierre, and they're just exhausting, and you have to cry in almost every scene. You know, it takes a lot of concentration to make that reality your own and be, you know, genuine and truthful in those scenes and cry your head off all the time. So it's kind of fun for me when I get to play the best friend and somebody else. Like, was that Sydney Penney in that one that had to play the crazy and she had to cry in every scene? So much fun.
And I mean, I watched the Nanny Revenge like 4 times just because you're in there. Like, okay, I can't kiss her in daytime anymore. So, I mean, and you did a great job in Bones. I loved you when you were on Bones.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, but if I have to start a campaign for you, I will. To get you back on daytime, I will. I'm not kidding. Because you
will miss. That's what the writers listen to. I don't know, because I don't know everybody upstairs now. In my day, it was Bob Duza and Chuck Pratt, and everybody's changed hands now. So, you know, the people that know me aren't there anymore. So I guess it would take the fans doing some sort of campaign to tell them that they miss me. But whatever the future holds, it's all good. There's always more work.
Well, and also, you know, I think Bob Goose is over at Y&R now. So maybe you should just go knock on the door. And, you know, Steve Burton is over there, too.
Right,
would be awesome. Oh, my God. Dylan and this ex-lover that comes into town. That is psychotic.
Yeah.
That could be, you know, I'm going to write to them. We have some calls because I know you're only here for a limited time with. I totally understand. So let me see. Let me bring Bobby. You on the air?
Hey, Cynthia.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey. Now, before I just start this, like Carly said, it would be great because I would love to see you on Bowling Jubilee because Scott Clifton is on there, and I think you were on Joe Sacco at the time.
That kid is amazing. He's so talented.
Right. He sort of heard from being the nerdy type of person that I knew him on General Hospital to being more of a business type of guy on Bowling Beautiful. And, I mean, if he can just choose the right woman, I don't care if it's Ivy, Steffi, or Hope, then I think everything would just be fine with him not acting like a total ass all the time. But I just wanted to say I do remember about 10 years ago when you was on General Hospital, and it was the loop, and I was, like, disappointed, and I didn't like the way that Faith got gunned down and anything like that. Not that I was trying to just say at the time with the whole FCC going over what was decent and what was not decent in the wake of the Janet Jackson situation and everything else that was going on, and mind you, this was pre-mutography gunplay and stuff like that and post-Columbine. But General Hospital to me is basically like almost like the movie The Godfather in my opinion because I have to compare it. Because this basically picks up where the last few seasons of The Sopranos left off and the last Godfather movie left off basically, but it just told in an hour long segment. So I'm just very happy that you got be a part of it, because Kelly Monaco went on Soapnet and told Lisa Renner was the mother of all soaps. I totally agree with what Kelly said to Lisa on Soapnet 10 years ago when she was on Lisa's talk show back then. So, but in my opinion, and Carly just stole my thunder over what soaps would we like to be on, because I know that they would love to have you back on, I don't know, maybe, but like I said just a minute ago, I would love to see you on Bold and Beautiful, because they might be a good role, perhaps playing maybe Kimberly that used to be on Bowling Beautiful. I know that Ashley was on there. I forget her last name, but I know that that growing up, I also watched her on Saved by the Bell on Saturday mornings in addition to Bowling Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
Well, it really depends on the role. You know, I had such a great time playing Faith. I was really so spoiled. They wrote such a great character for me. So, you know, whatever soap approaches me with the role, it would really, really depend on the character and where they wanted to go with the character. But it would be great, great fun to be able to fit that in with all the other things I'm doing because I'm producing and writing now. So there's a lot going on.
And, yeah, and you touched on YNR a little bit. It'd be great to reunite with Steve and another former YNR star, I mean, former General Hospital star, Kelly Solomon, now that she's on there. Mm-hmm. So it would be great to just get almost a mini reunion going on. If we can get Tamara Braun back, if we can get Tamara Braun back, rather be YNR or back on Days as Taylor, and you can show up on Days as maybe somebody else, maybe even as Taylor, perhaps that would be great because I know that would be the only role open. And I do have to say and give credit to Natalia and Tamron for playing Taylor, but I think you would be perfect in the role of Taylor, just maybe to help out your sister Nicole because I know she's been on hard times with everything and going from Eric to Daniel and now to the Xander dude, who I don't know anything about. So she's been definitely on hard times since family left. So maybe it's time that her sister stepped up to the plate and came in. So, and it would be nice to see you on there as Taylor.
Right.
If
Tamron
or Natalia can't make it. If Tamron or Natalia can't.
Of course.
Right. But it would be also great to see Vanessa back as Brenda because I know you worked with her briefly when she came back.
Briefly, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we only were back on the show for a short period.
Yeah, because she won a Daytime Emmy because of her appearance back in 2003, if I recall. And but you haven't been on a good show at the time, and it's a shame that. Some of the people that were on there at the time have moved on to bigger and better things. I know that several soaps have been canceled, and I know you brought in a lot of new faces from the former soap Port Charles and Passions and Dying Light as the World Turns in the last few years. And I think when I look at the comparisons with Faith to what Ava is now, I think Ava probably is the new Faith, even though she's not related or anything. And it would be interesting to see if you and Marla ever get into it if supposedly you come back to GH as somebody else.
Right. Yeah, no, I've heard that quite a bit, that they want to see me come back and take on Ava.
because Sarah did a good job playing Qualia during that time, but I still couldn't just think of her as being somebody other than Carly or
right,
or
whereas Tamara Braun was my Carly.
Yeah,
I've met Tamara different times, but she wasn't Carly when I was there. So Tamara's the only Carly for me.
well, I love Tamara on there too. I'm not taking anything away from Laura Wright because she is a pretty good actress. And even before she came to GH, I saw what she had done on Guiding Light, and I'm just very happy that she actually had managed to just win a Daytime Emmy for the role that she's done, and maybe perhaps for another one which
Days,
I'm not going to give away anything.
Yeah, I think she won something on Days.
Yes, she did.
Right, because I know that she's on the list this week, but I'm not going to make my predictions till Friday over who's going to be my anything. So I just want to kind of keep it secret right now, because I have tweeted out to Laura and wished her best of luck over her competition. But
I just remember the days of being so proud of my girl, of Natalia winning her Emmy and Tamara winning her Emmy, and couldn't be, you know, happier for these girls that I love so much.
But I think the year that Tamara was up for a Daytime Emmy, she lost out to Michelle. And it seemed ironic that 10 years later, she would be on General Hospital, and Tamara would just win a Daytime Emmy a few years earlier for what she'd done on Days.
On Days. I know.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, Bobby, I love you, but we have calls for Cynthia, too.
Okay, all right, but
nice
I'll be back
you,
on
Bobby.
Here. All right, and what time is the show tomorrow, so I can make sure, because I think it's here 1.
Oh, it's 10.
10 to
yep.
That's 1 o'clock over here.
Specific.
Okay. All right,
Bob. Okay, Bob. Talking to you.
All right.
All the best.
All right. All right.
Okay. Bye, Bobby. Thank you.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, Bobby. Okay. Now, 520, you're on the air. Susan?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Did you have a name?
Hi, what's your name? Did you say Susan?
Yeah, Susan Sontag.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. I loved you on General Hospital.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just wanted to ask you, what do you miss most about working on General Hospital?
Oh, gee, it's hard to say if I miss the people more or the stunts or the laughs. The experience was honestly that much fun. I would walk in that front door and be walking down the hallway to the dressing rooms, and I would just be so thrilled. It was just such a wonderful place. All of the people in the hair and makeup room and the writers and producers, it was really just a wonderful, wonderful place to work. You'd just be so lucky if you could go there every day. It was, I'm not kidding at all. It was that nice. It was so fun.
That's cool. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay, so then I will put you back on hold. 860, you on the air.
Hold on, we're getting the computer.
Hello?
Hi, you on the air?
Hello?
Yeah, you on the air with us.
Hi, David.
What's your name? David? Hi,
David.
I'm Cindy. How are you?
How are you, Cindy?
I'm good.
Yeah, hold on here. I'm trying to do six things at once, as always. Yeah, how are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
Oh, stressed. Very, very stressed.
Oh, dear.
Aww.
Yeah.
What do you
yeah, well,
to
unfor-
help you?
Well, unfortunately, my kitchen had a flood.
Oh,
yeah. The ceiling is leaking, so now I have to have the ceiling redone. The whole mess.
Oh, dear.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
That's no fun.
You see there, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, we are still here.
I'm sorry. I'll have to listen in for just a second because I'm talking on the phone with a technical representative on some computer problem for a relative.
Oh, okay. Did you have a fast question for Cynthia?
I was listening in, but not really. How are you
okay.
doing, by the way? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm very lucky that I don't have your problem of flooded kitchen right now.
A flooded kitchen, flooded bathroom, flooded everything.
Oh, dear.
We're having some problems here. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah. I was just calling in because I do like listening to the show, and I haven't called in a very long time.
Oh, then I'm lucky.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
Yeah, David, call back and when you don't have a flood.
Okay.
What do you say?
Call back in when you're not having a flood. Call in finally,
what?
So we are going to talk endings.
Give me about 10 or 20 minutes and I'll call right back, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye, David.
It's always crazy here.
Of course.
570, you on the air.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Peggy.
Hey,
hi, Peggy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Just been listening along to the show.
Yeah,
oh,
are you a big soap fan?
Excuse me?
Are you a big soap fan?
Mostly General Hospital and Days.
Well, it's good to hear General Hospital's on that list because that's where my heart lies.
I loved you on General Hospital.
Oh, thank you.
Faith was kick butt awesome.
Well, I'm just lucky. I'm just a lucky girl. They wrote a great character. She
Definitely.
Was so much fun to play. She had a lot of humor. Next to Anthony Geary, I had the funniest lines. What was it? And then the weekly soap rag, they would write the funny lines. And, of course, Tony always got the most, but they wrote Faith some pretty funny lines, too. It was really good.
He's also a great actor.
Oh, he's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I screen tested with him for the show. And
you did?
I
awesome.
Just, yes, I did. I screen tested for the part of Summer, the hooker
oh.
with the heart of gold, I believe she was.
Oh, I remember.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get that role, and I remember being disappointed. And then they called back and said they were going to write a part for me, and they didn't know what it was going to be yet. And I remember sitting on my balcony. I was in a house in the Hollywood Hills at the time, and I was looking out over the valley. And I was thinking, I have to thank somebody for changing my life because I know my life is about to change. You know, to be an actor on a job that you get to go in every day. Because usually, you know, you get to do a guest spot on CSI or Bones or Two and a Half Men. And, you know, it's either one day or 5 days, maybe seven. But it's not going to be every day, month after month. And I just was so grateful. And I had no idea what I'd be playing. And I wondered what they would create for me based on this screenplay or this screen test that I had with Tony Geary. And you can imagine my surprise when they came up with this really tough mobster character. I didn't know what they saw in me, but okay. And it was really, really a blessing. I can't thank them enough. That was a wonderful time.
We're glad that they saw that in you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tony Geary.
The shootout
okay.
with Jason was really cool.
Which one? I think, what, the one in the church?
The one in the church, yes.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was pretty dramatic.
That was very, I liked that.
Yeah, that was,
that's
that
my
was
one,
one
hour
of my
escape.
Favorites.
That one.
That's my 1 hour escape from life is my 1 hour of GH.
Right, right. Yeah, I completely understand. It's wonderful. It is escapism. It's like they're your friends. They're people that are in your house
yeah.
every day, and you know them. It's this odd world where the people on the shows that we love are our friends, and I
yeah.
for the shows that I love, but they don't know me. So it's an odd relationship, but it really is a nice escape to be able to go into somebody's world for a while.
Definitely.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
No questions, Carly.
Okay,
okay,
thanks, Peggy. I will put you back on hold.
Say hi.
Oh,
thank you so
cool.
much.
No.
Okay, Mandy. Is Mandy, you on the line?
Hello, Mandy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Just trying listening to thunder.
Me too.
I just wanted to say hey and wondering if... Have you ever going to do any other shows and all?
Oh, that's what I do for a living. All I do is audition for shows day and night. I do the work that you don't get paid for. You get paid big characters and audition constantly. And you never know when it's going to strike, you know. Like this pilot season I tested for, there was a show called Young Drunk. I don't know if I should be saying that. I don't know if you're allowed to say that sort of thing. Anyway, I tested for a show, and it was just like between me and one other person. I didn't get it. And just this past weekend, I tested for another thing that was between me and three other women, and I didn't get it. You know, there's some jobs, obviously, that I get and others that I don't, and that is the life of an actor, and it's a good life.
Well, we'd like to see you on TV and all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's certainly fun. It's good work when you can get it. And then the rest of the time I'm at home and I'm producing and writing. I produced a movie that was on Lifetime last year. And I'm always in, you know, production and creating things. I'm writing a script right now. We'll see if we get that produced, hopefully. Love to direct that myself, but we'll see what I can make happen.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll definitely check it out.
Well, yeah, always working. Always working on something.
Well, that's good. Mandy, did you have any other questions?
I couldn't really think of anything. I just, that's why I was going to ask and all.
Okay.
Nice to say hi to you, Mandy.
Nice talking
to you,
too.
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Oh.
I live just
well, that's
below
very
Atlanta.
Cool. I plan on taking a trip down to Atlanta soon to see my friend Natalia. Natalia's opening an acting school down there. Livingston. She's opening an acting school down there. Yeah.
That's good. Yes, I mean.
We're going to get together. We are going on a little vacation together in a couple of months. I can't say where, you know, privacy and secrecy and all that. But Natty and I are going to be going on a little vacation together.
That's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope y'all have fun. I mean, yeah, it's good.
I know we will.
I mean,
and then I'm going to go to Atlanta to see her new studio.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Nice here in Georgia. I mean, I was born and raised here in Georgia and all. I mean, I've always wanted to go to other, like up to New York and even to California, but I mean, I would never want to move out of Georgia.
No, just go for visits, just go for vacations.
Yeah, it's nice here.
Mandy, I will put you on hold for soft talk. Okay, we have two more calls. Did you have time, Cindy?
Sure.
Okay. 707, you're on the air.
Hi, Vera. Is this Cynthia Preston?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Chris. I'm calling from California and stuff.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah,
how are you?
You used to provide the voice of Princess Zelda, right, back in the day?
That is right. I am the voice of Princess Zelda.
Okay. Do you get tired of damsel in distress stuff or not? Maybe not.
Never. Sure. Never get tired of that.
All right. So, I didn't see the movie Ultimate Weapon all the way through, but how was it like to work with Hulk Hogan on that movie?
Was wonderful. He is such a dear, sweet man. He really is lovely. He was always so serious about his work. It was an absolute pleasure to work with him and play his daughter. And then I really learned from him. He really treated the fans with so much care and heart and respect. He would always stop to talk to people. I remember one time he was late for a flight. He was traveling to the airport, and there were some fans outside the gates, and they were, you know, they held up signs, and they wanted him to stop. And he stopped. He stopped, and he got out of his car. It didn't matter that he was in a rush to catch a flight. He stopped and talked with them and signed autographs and made time for them. And I guess if they had to reschedule his flight, that's too bad. He really, really cared about people, and I really was very impressed with him for that.
Okay. You've been a scuba diver, right?
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
Oh, I've read stuff like that. Are you usually like a warm water diver, or just like, are you diving in cold water places as well?
You're smart. You dive? Because I am a warm water diver. I went diving one time off a beach in L.A., and the visibility was zero. We couldn't see anything, and it was cold. I mean, let alone diving in Canada or anything. There's no way. I dive, and where have I gone? Jamaica, Grand Bahamas, Cuba, Hawaii. I got certified in Hawaii. I got my regular certification and my advanced certification in Hawaii. And, yeah, I would just live underwater. If I could have my druthers, my favorite places to be are underwater, on set, or with my lovely boyfriend.
You don't know what a beaver tail wetsuit is, do you? I meant.
No.
At least back in the 70s, like, they used to apparently be the dominant form of wetsuit. They had, like, twist lock fasteners, like, if it was two piece usually, but they don't make them as much anymore, but they're, you know,
no,
like,
no,
I'd probably
no, no.
To, okay, so.
No, I don't know anything about that.
So you were able to go to Cuba because you're a native of Canada, right? No offense.
That's right. I am Canadian and American, so yes, I could go to Cuba from Canada. So it looks like things are changing. You'll all be able to go soon.
Yeah. I recently spoke to A. Martinez on the show. I mean, he's one of my Facebook friends, actually. Okay.
Cool.
Ms. Preston, like, I'm gonna go now. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nice
talking
to you.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. We have one more call on my best friend, one of my hosts of the show. Hey, Maggie, yay, you here?
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Did you say your name was Maggie?
Maggie.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Maggie.
I just love you as Faith. It was awesome. Yeah. We had a strong female mobster, and it was hot.
Oh, Faith. I just loved playing Faith. Oh, good times.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see you back, hopefully in our
GH. That would be great fun.
You get to see all your buddies. I love hearing that you love Tony.
Oh,
yeah, we love
him. I absolutely adored him. I learned a really cool lesson from him. I was on set, and I mean, I try to be a very kind, nice, polite person. But if you know, we're about to shoot the scene and say I'm supposed to have my purse in my hand and it's not there, I will call out to props. I'll say, excuse me, can I have my purse? And I learned from Tony to not even say that, because the props department are doing 110 things all at once. And if you just leave them alone, that purse will most likely be in your hand before they shout action.
Wow.
Whereas if I call for it, I'm sort of pointing out that you know, something's lacking or something's missing. So I learned from Tony to just, you know, be quiet and trust. Just, you know, never, you always have to have each other's backs, and that includes every single department. And I thought I was like the ultimate, you know, nice, caring actor. And I learned from him how to be even more nice and more caring. And I just think the world of Tony Geary. Like, the man is incredible.
That is amazing.
Isn't that cool?
I never really considered that.
That is awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a tiny lesson and something you wouldn't think of. And like I said, I try to be a really considerate person. And yet, just asking for something makes it look like somebody isn't on top of their job. Whereas if you know, just be quiet, because it'll, you know, 9.9 times out of 10, it'll be in your hand before they say action. Just let them do the million things they're doing, and don't call them out and make them look bad. And I didn't think I was, of course, I would never want to make anyone look bad. But anyway, Tony Geary, man, he is gold in my book.
We are trying to remember. Do you ever have anything with Luke and Sunny together? Because that would have been like the ultimate mob thing, you know.
I don't think I did. How remarkable that you would think of that. I can think of so many scenes with Sunny and so many scenes with Luke, because, you know, Luke and I owned the casino together on a boat. And I can think of scenes with so many people, but I don't know. If anybody out there can dig us a clip of me and Sonny and Luke in one scene together, I'll pay you $50. That's so cool.
Well, yeah, I was trying to remember all day, and I didn't want to sound stupid, but I thought that would have been the ultimate scene, because,
I was lucky enough to be on the show for 2.5 years. There were a lot of scenes, but I'll throw down the gauntlet. I will give $50 to somebody who can dig up a clip on Faith and Rick, and not Rick, and Sunny and Luke together.
Sunny and Luke. Yeah, because, I mean, I think that would have been ultimate. I thought you and Luke
I don't think it's there. I don't think it happened.
Well, I think you and Luke could have been a couple, too. I mean, I think the young versus Luke, and you were sexy as hell. You could have done it. You could have walked that moment with him.
Yeah, she was madly in love with Red in those days, and I remember pushing Red off the pier, and Luke let me push her off the pier, and then she was in the jail cell with me, and I kissed her, and she was quite upset about that. I don't know why she was so upset about that. Robin had very nice lips. I mean, really, what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly. You're doing your job.
Exactly. And I know you have to go in a minute, but we are both, me and Maggie are really sad. But I have to ask you. Okay. You and AJ worked together. Yes. And did the whole kidnapping of Michael and Christina and Morgan. Okay. That was my only beef with Faith. That was my only beef. You know, to do that to Sunny's kids and niece.
Yeah, but I didn't hurt them. I took care of them.
How
did
you feel?
The children.
How did you feel about that? Because, you know, you could have died when Sunny found out they were not really dead. You could have been legitimately killed.
I could have. But, no, I mean, I was pushed to it. I was backed into a corner, and that's what I had to do. And that was not long before my demise. And I did not hurt the children. I stand by that.
Yes, you did not. No, you were really good. And, you know, we will really love to have you back on because we love you and we would, you know, want like 4 hours to talk to you or five or six or whatever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It would be so great. It would be so much fun to go back on. I mean, it was just such a lovely place to be. I can't reiterate that enough.
I want a question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's
the name of the movie you're directing so I can watch it?
Oh, well, I hope to direct the movie that I'm writing right now, but that's a long way off. There was a movie that I produced last year. There was a book called The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom, and I discovered it, and it was still in galley stage. My niece wrote it, so it's no big mystery as to how I discovered it. But I, having all sorts of connections in the business, I shopped it around to producers on both sides of the border in America and Canada. And one of the producers picked up the option, and we made the movie. We made it for Lifetime. So my niece, the author, became, you know, the spinoff into a movie for Lifetime. And I had the good fortune of being able to produce that. And that was a really amazing experience and really lit that fire under me. And so now I am probably three-quarters of the way to completion of another script that I hope to direct this one. So we'll see what happens with that. But I have the wonderful Bill Boyle is a screenwriting coach through UCLA Extensions, and he has come on board to guide me and give suggestions as to what's not good. Because I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm very familiar with scripts and what's good and what's not. But it's really interesting when you get down to the grassroots of it and find out why I like a script or why I don't like a script, aside from the obvious characterization and plot. There are things in the writing of it. There's a lot of technique and skill involved. And so I've taken his course and get direct coaching from him so that that my story is as good as it can be, because the story is the story. It's a great story, but you've got to be able to portray it well in the reading of it, in the writing of it. So hopefully with all of these great coaches involved and the connections that I have in the business, that the next time we have a conversation, it will be about producing that movie.
God bless. Good. Best success with that. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And we hope you can come back on, because like I said, we would like an hour with you, 5 hours, 10 hours, you know.
I would really have a hard time saying no. If somebody came back to me with a character offer for one of the soaps, I really had such a great time. It was such a wonderful, blessed time in my life that it would really have to be an awful character for me to say no. I mean, that's probably a risky thing to say, but it obviously has to depend on the character and what they plan to do with it. But I really loved the soap world so very much that, you know, it would just, I guess, depend on it getting a spark in one of the writer's eyes and what they wanted to do with me.
Wow. Amazing.
Oh,
you are amazing.
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah, we
you.
Think you're amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know what?
And
we all try really hard. We're all doing our best, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's all we can do.
Exactly.
Right. Work hard. Don't be lazy. Work hard. A little extra effort now makes it easier later.
Hey, Ann, are you going to go back to a fan club weekend this year? Because
I would love to. If I can be in L.A. at that point, I will definitely be there. I just can't guarantee that my schedule will allow me to be in L.A. at that point. You know,
awesome.
I can't say that I'll be there and then, if I have to be somewhere else, I really don't want to. My word is very important to me. You don't commit to things that you can't guarantee that you're going to fulfill. So I'm always very careful with what I promise to do. You know, I take that sort of thing really seriously. You've got to be someone that people can count on. You got to be someone people can trust. So don't just make, you know, random promises. So I would love to be there. If I can be in L.A. at that point, I will be there. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you have a really good night, and we hope you come back on here soon. And when your movie is done, because we would love
thank
to hear
you.
More about your movies.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Glad we
thank you.
Whoever we can to promote it on. You know, to get it
okay, well, you do that, and we'll see what comes along, because that would be really cool. So you guys take care of that part.
Okay,
you
we will.
Take care. Thank you.
Have
okay,
a great
tonight.
Night.
Bye, guys. You too.
Bye.
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 Wow.
Okay, that was Cynthia and Nick, Cynthia Preston, you guys. And if you missed the whole interview, please, you know, check it out later and, have a, you know, and we are going to go to SoapSat, 989-678, Susan, you're on, and we have to bring a little Corey on, too.
Okay.
Cynthia, are you still here?
I'm here.
No, Cynthia. She never dropped from the call box.
Huh.
Okay, we are now seated. Okay, welcome to SoapSat, people. You know, we have 15 minutes ago because Carly cannot screw up her voice tomorrow because we have Mary Beth Evans on, and yes.
Mm-hmm. Two beautiful ladies.
So what did you guys think about the Daytime Emmys a little? We will be discussing fully on Friday, but I wanted to ask what's everyone's feelings about
it. Well, I thought overall the nominees were okay, but I'm a little confused with Peggy McKay being on for Best Lead Actress. And don't get me wrong, I love Peggy McKay, but she just doesn't seem to belong. That's just me.
Unless they are doing the old-timer Disney storyline from, you know, because this is last year, I found out, Corey.
Yeah, I know, but even so, I mean, that storyline really didn't go anywhere. All of a sudden, she was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been happy all day because my boyfriend and my boyfriend's last husband, Christoph St. John, got an Emmy. So it should have been supporting. I mean, it was supporting. It should have been lead acting. I was very upset with the supporting. He should have got lead, and I was you know, I'm mad about Mo and Spencer. So what is everyone else's feeling?
Me? Sonny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Mo. I don't know. Did he put anything up for consideration? Because he does a phenomenal job. And that part I was very disappointed with.
Well, and that very well may be. He may not have submitted anything, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that happened.
That's true.
But who knows? He's definitely mm-hmm. somebody who should have been on the list. But if
mm-hmm.
he didn't submit anything,
then
well, yeah. I mean, we don't know. But I mean, it made me mad, and Lewis Spencer made me mad too.
Yeah, I was surprised that Spencer wasn't on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But then there goes the case again that maybe he didn't submit anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to know because we don't know, but
right.
I can't imagine, especially in Moe's case, that if he submitted something that he wouldn't be on the list.
Mm-hmm. He must have lived it off then. But Spencer better be up for next year, for this year, because the little darling's got to...
Yeah, well, hopefully he submits. I mean, because really all we've seen him on screen has been really good storyline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He plays a little hard out every day, every time he's on.
Yeah, I mean, but once again, it's not people submitting too. Sometimes people mm-hmm. will submit the clips for you, so... For people not to submit Spencer or Sunny this year, to me, was wrong. Susan Manley, what do you think?
About today? I haven't even seen today's yet.
No, about the Emmy nods.
I was glad about the awards, the Emmy nods and all. I was so glad about... I mean, I would have liked to have seen some people that wasn't on there, but I was glad to see some of the people that was on there. I would have liked to have seen some other people there, though, like I said. Mm-hmm. I mean, but...
Well, yeah. What about you, Susan?
I was glad that Anthony Geary was nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I really was too, and like I said, Kristoff, Molly got it, Lola White got it, you know, but we are going to do a full wrap-up on Friday of it when we have a little more time.
Mm-hmm. I guess we got to bug Mo next year to submit himself.
Yes, I will do. I will do that personally all by myself if I have to, because he's a god.
Mm.
You know, did anyone watch the Soapsman today? I haven't. Anyone else?
General Hospital was really, really good today. Really good. I just finished watching it. It was really good. I haven't watched anything else today, but... General Hospital was really good.
It's been off the charts with... Oh.
Well, I watched yesterday at, like, what was the making on the 2 o'clock in the morning or 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. It was 2.
And I did not watch it that night because I was screaming at the TV. I was just, like, screaming at the whole thing. I was not okay. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is we're going to know tomorrow what happened to Luke.
I can honestly say I already know that tomorrow's an episode I'm going to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
especially because they're doing the kind of flashback part of it too.
Yeah.
Where to the original episode, so Patrick, Lucas, and Elizabeth are going to be playing. You know, three of the original characters. That's going to be neat to
yeah.
see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I just want to say again that Anthony Geary is not going anywhere. Don't let all the rumors, you know, there's been rumors of his retirement since 1998. This happens every year, and I believe he signed a 3-year contract. So people do not freak out.
Mm-hmm. I believe he did last year, and I really can't see him leaving except for these two vacations he does every year.
Yes.
And as far as the way he looks on screen, I think it's makeup. I think it's up to the makeup department. They want him to have that sick, deranged look at him. You know, coloring. And...
Well, and not for nothing, but people have to remember that he was off for a year for major spine surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you from personal experience, from having my own major spine surgery, you're not really right for years to come. It takes that long to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, even though he was gone for a year, he's going to go on his vacation. So everybody just needs
exactly.
to breathe. Everybody still needs to breathe and calm down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'll do, people.
I don't believe it.
You know, and people really need to, you know, because I've been getting into little Facebook things lately with people, and, you know, people are just, you know, going on, you know, whatever, I don't know what they are going on, but come on, people, if he was really retiring, we would knew about 7-8 months ago, not now.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, like, me and some friends, when I was having my treatment, we were talking, and I was like, I honestly think that if he was going to retire, it would have said it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Enjoy his vacation.
Oh,
and
honestly, yeah,
did anybody watch
Vegas
today?
No, I haven't.
No, just VH.
Darn, tell me how my boyfriend looked today.
I said your boyfriend looked hot. And remember, the Emmy Nods, you guys, were on the talk. But if you guys have Pop, it will be on there tonight so you can, like, see a recap
mm-hmm.
of that. And we will be back in the morning at 10. Okay. I mean, it's at 10:30, but I just wanted to have a half an hour if we want to talk or whatever, and Mary Beth Evans will be on for an hour, and Maggie and I will be hosting it because someone is abandoning us for work. We don't know why he's doing this, but it will be the Maggie and Carly show tomorrow.
Well, we're going to enjoy talking to her. I know that. I'm looking very forward to it.
Exactly. And anything else anyone needs a plug or anything?
Just that I think we're going to do some Emmy trivia on Friday.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, good.
That was fun.
And did you have any sex game for us, too?
I don't know. Oh, and
well,
I know off topic, but I just wanted to let you guys know I chatted a little bit with Grady. He's home safe. He's not good, which is understandable.
No, I talked to him, too, and he did not sound good. And I just said, if you need any of us, we are here for you. That's all I really wanted to say to him because I know it's going to be a long road back for him, and I feel really, really bad for him.
Yeah, I just couldn't imagine.
No, me either.
It's horrible, and I don't. It's so sad to see your friend had to go through it, and I mean, I feel for him.
Exactly. You know, I can't, you know, I cannot even imagine going through what he's been going through.
I can't imagine it either.
No. I mean, the only one that probably knows a little is Maggie about it, but none of us young people know about it. So I just, you know, I just feel so bad for him, and I just think we all need to keep him in our prayers.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
It's really all you can do right now is just pray. And
mm-hmm.
And God will help.
Yes, he sure will.
Yeah. He just needs the time to grieve and, you know, do what, you know, whatever he needs to do. He just needs to have time for it. So, okay, well, we will be back in the morning. That's so real. It's like we will be back in the morning. And whoever brings Carly donuts in the morning gets a reward. And remember, it's April Fool's Day tomorrow, people.
Yes, really funny.
Oh,
with,
maybe I can.
Price is right.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I've come up with a little April Fool's thing I need to talk to you about before I put my plan into place.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone have a good night because I promised my little niece I will call. So have a great night, and we will see you all back here tomorrow, everyone but Corey. And we will miss Corey while he's at work.
Yes,
we will count down the hours until Corey's back on this program.
Aw, okay, you are so nice to me.
I know. See what happens when we promote you.
You're my little Karen.
Yes, and you need to get your phone fixed.
The new one's coming in 5 to 7 business days. I just have to wait.
How can they make you wait for 5 to 7 days?
I don't know. All I know now is I can get it to work as long as I have my Bluetooth headpiece in.
Weird.
So,
that,
I don't know. But we have to go because Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on.
Okay, we will talk to everyone soon, and I hope Mandy and Susan can call in tomorrow, too.
As far as I know, right now I can.
Not sure.
Okay, night, guys. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.